In the last 15 years, we have achieved very impressive levels of growth, but that was not inclusive. We had growth, but inequality also increased. So that's a priority for ECOSOC this year as well. How do you ensure that societies should become cohesive and have distribution of income, which generates opportunities for everyone?
The new president of the UN Economic and Social Council, which is ECOSOC, has called for a new approach to development. Will ECOSOC take into account the new ways of doing business, the South-South Cooperation, and all these other emerging economies?
I think what he said in his statement, and you already see that, but it will become more evident in 5 years' time. The landscape of development cooperation will change beyond recognition. Now we see two major trends on this landscape. One is private givings. They have increased manyfold. Second is developing countries. Even in the last 3 years, the flows from southern providers have doubled. But these segregated approaches, that's what President hinted, may not last for long. We have to come up with some set of values that are shared. So what the President was hinting at, whether it is private philanthropy, traditional aid, or southern providers' aid, they all should be geared towards common objectives, which have been globally agreed.
This seems like ECOSOC plays a very big role in several different fields. How is it possible to coordinate all these activities? I mean, what's your day like?
Coordination, we always see, is not an end in itself. To make it attractive, we always define our substantive goals and then bring people together around this. This year on youth employment, we have brought ILO with us and other parts of the system to work. And what we are thinking specifically, we have to launch something on small and medium enterprises. Those are the mainstay of job creation in developing countries. And we will have a regional meeting in Addis Ababa on 25th of March, and it is primarily focused on how do you finance small and medium enterprises and engage youth becoming entrepreneurs instead of just employees. They run their own businesses. So coordination driven by substantive goals is easier. But if you just want to coordinate to show authority, that never yields results.